Hello, people. Buck here, Buck's Podcast. I am working on a murder mystery here right now. It's from 1939, and it's Earl Lunn and Fred Phillips. See, they were two bad cats. That's what the good folks of Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, thought of Fred Phillips and Earl Lunn. At age 17, Fred was convicted of breaking and entering for what indiscretions he was sent to reform school. A few years later, he was caught stealing a truck, an offense that had landed him in the local jail in 1939. Then he was caught breaking into houses. This time he landed in Dorsetshire Penitentiary. Well, this is where he met his buddy there, Fred Phillips. And Earl was 29, Fred 25. They were celebrating Earl's release from Dorsetshire Pen, where he had spent the last 7 years on an armed robbery charge. It snowed heavily on the island. In January, 5 feet of snow, and well, say Phillips, he was jailed for illegal liquor trade, in which, you know, he netted himself 35 offenses for that. That's what landed him in jail for 7 years. They brushed back his mop, his red hair, suggested that the conditions were getting mighty dry. And when the fellow get a bottle of a lousy 2% beer or worse, a bottle of pop. See, they were at the theater, and they were drinking in the theater, and when they come out of the theater, they were not feeling any pain, so to speak. And it was around 11 p.m., you know, not much was open. Two men strolled down King Street until they found themselves at a trainer's meat market. Well, he sold meat and just about everything else. Pete Trainer, at 70 years of age, was an energetic, healthy man who never missed a day's work. He lived in the flat above the store. Earl and Fred saw a light on in the store, and they tried the door and were mildly surprised that it was open late at night. The two men stepped inside and the self-locking door behind them. And it was a short time after the men were in the store, two local constables, Stern Webbers and Anthony Lund, were making their routine rounds at Charlton streets. They were surprised to see the lights still on at Peter Trainer's store. Pondering the strange circumstances, they observed a man dashing around the corner. It was only a fleeing glance, because the snow was so high, they only saw the top of the man's head. He was wearing a cap. So the two officers knew that Trainers turned his lights off and closed the store at promptly 10:30 each night, because it was their normal route to check on things. Anthony Lund, constable, who's accidentally was a cousin of Earl Lund, you know, the other guy that got, you know, 7 years for illegal liquor. So he recognized his well-to-do cousin standing behind the cash register. The constable tapped his billy against the store window and received no response. He smashed in the plate glass window and quickly entered the store. I guess all hell broke loose when the intruders turned out the lights and the two men desperately dashed for the back door. It was pitch dark. They bumped into stacks of boxes and bottles and whatever to get to the back door to make their escape. The voice at the top of the stairs, leading to Trainer's flat, shouted, "Come on, come on up and get me too." There stood Fred Phillips, aiming a Trainer's 22 caliber Smith & Wesson at an unarmed officer. Fred attempted to fire his weapon, but it did not function. He threw the gun, along with a number of pop bottles, at Constable Webster. Webster managed to get up the stairs and, wrestle with Fred before they both fell down the stairs in short order. Webster and Lund were shocked at the sight of greeting them was blood everywhere, on the boxes, the walls, as well as the district trail of blood on the floor leading to the rear of the store. That's where the police found the hacked up body of Peter Trainer. He had been stabbed 22 times, and the thrust nearly decapitated the elderly storekeeper. So next morning, the two men sobered up and were made realize the seriousness of their predicament. This was no big city murder. This was a land of Anne and Green Gables. Murders were few and far between on Prince Edward Island. So in June of 1941, the two accused stood trial for the murder of Trainer, and no one actually seen the murder take place. The defense attorney put forward that the theory that the stranger the police had seen dashing around the corner was the culprit. He claims his clients have been half drunk and they strolled into the store, not realizing that they stumbled upon a murder scene. And there was they were further able to prove that the knife produced by the prosecution was not the murder weapon. The doctor stated the knife on the exhibit was not inflicted of Hendrix slashes that almost decapitated Trainer. The defense claimed the real murder weapon was found because the real murderer had taken it away with him. So under cross-examination, they heard the window breaking. He continued up the street because he had a police record himself. He didn't want to get involved. From one of the witnesses that saw the man running up the street, his name was Gunther, last name was Gunther. Two accused testified on behalf. Earl was going to the movies, drinking a bottle of moonshine and seeing the light on the store. He claimed just before he and Fred went inside, they saw a stranger going around the corner up the street. Once in the store, they hollered out to a Trainer, but received no response. All of a sudden, there was a knock on the window. It was the police officer, tapping his billy club on the window. So that was the cross-examination. No one believes the two-time career criminals. Everyone in the courtroom knew that Fred Phillips had stood on the stairs and had attempted to shoot the officer in cold blood. Would he take such desperate measures if he really believed he was caught in the store doing nothing wrong? On the other hand, being convicted of any offense meant long prison terms for both men. And at Phillips and Lund's trial, the prosecution put forth a theory of the unknown stranger could have been the accomplice of the two accused. Fred Phillips and Earl Lund were both found guilty of murder of Peter Trainer on August 20th, 1941. They consumed their last meal of chicken sandwiches and tea. At 2 a.m., both men walked unaided to the gallows. They have dubious distinction of being the last man executed in the province of Prince Edward Island. So, it's just a mystery story. I got a few of them I like to work on. So, I'm going to leave it there, and I hope you liked the story. And if you're a hockey player, remember, keep that stick on the ice.